Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Finnegan reaches second base with a double. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell strikes out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Finnegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lopez catches it and throws to second with Littrell covering, to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive towards left. Stevens catches it and throws to second to double up Simpson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field. Simpson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simpson. Pearsall scores. Daly moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a line drive towards short. Littrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert bunts between the mound and first base. Brewer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herbert for the out. Shantz moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zobchin is walked intentionally. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow is called out on strikes. one out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Billy Shance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer pinch runs for Ina Slaughter. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Brewer. Boyer moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepcio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer now pitching. Ted Lepcio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepcio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepcio hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepcio fields it and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shantz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Finnegan trying to get to home. Jensen throws the ball into Daly, who tags Finnegan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium I. and Kansas City.